Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 104, Conquer Your Fear of Changing Brokerages. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about the fear that all agents have when they joined a brokerage and it just didn't work out how they thought. Maybe they feel limited in growth. Maybe they just don't align with the core culture, whatever it be, but they need to move, but they're feeling that fear of, what if I move? So all those questions that come out, how am I going to get clients? How am I going to rebuild my business? How do I even do this? How am I going to learn new technology? How am I going to do all these changes? How many of my clients am I going to lose? All that. So let's talk today. Let's break it down a little bit. Let's talk about changing brokerages, what it can mean, when's a good time of the year to do it, which there's a reason this episode was put out during this time of the year, is this is the time of the year of change, and we'll go over why during this episode. First off, I want to say, fear of the unknown and paralysis through analysis lead to you staying in the same place. It's time to face the facts and make the move. The sooner you can swallow that, the sooner you can chew on that, the better you'll do overall, because the truth is most of you are out there overthinking. You're worrying about something such as change, or you're saying, oh, I'm right around the corner from success. Well, if it's not there yet and you know the truth is it's time for making that move. The longer you go through the process of thinking about it, the more you start to break yourself down. You start getting into chasing after commissions. Who's got the highest commissions? Who's paying the most money? Who's doing this? But yet we don't look at the overall benefits, the support. What's going on at that company? How are they going to help me as a person, as an agent, as a business grow? Because the truth is, most of them are out there just looking to grow their roster versus grow their people, grow their brokerage, grow their agents. They're growing their roster hoping to hit a winner every once in a while. You need a brokerage that's going to be working with you. So when you're going out there and you're overthinking and you're just chasing, oh, who's got the highest this or who's got the cap or whatever, the truth is more sales equals more money, right? If you get into a scenario and you look at, say, Walmart, they may not make the same percentages as your local store would, maybe a hole-in-the-wall store, but the truth is they're making 10 times the amount of money. So thinking about it in a way of who takes the most or takes the least and all that is to completely not pay attention to true economics, which is who's going to get you the most sales and who's going to help you grow that the fastest, which is what I focus here at Movementum Realty for my Move Mentors. We focus on that Move Mentor principle about we help people buy, sell, and own homes so that we know it's about relationship building and building up a client base so that overall you have a business that continues to perpetuate the cycle. So having a successful transition from one brokerage to the other, it's not guesswork. The truth is a great brokerage will make transition as seamless as possible. So here at Movementum Realty, if someone comes and talks with us and they say, thinking about changing brokerages, we immediately give them a little PDF guide about everything they want to think about before they say go. Because remember, when you say go, you're going to be knocked off the list very quickly. So there's some things that if you're thinking about moving, you may want to recover before you move. So what are they? You want to think about getting your CSV file. What is that? That's going to be all your contacts. The CSV file is going to be downloaded out of your email. It's going to be downloaded out of, if you have a company provided phone, it's going to be downloaded out of the CRM system. But remember, guys, if you have contracts with people that say you can't do any of this, this isn't legal advice by any means. So if there are contracts saying you can't touch certain things, that is what you got to follow. But if you have access to it, you just got to remember that if it's a company provided email address, the moment you quit, you won't have access anymore. And the same thing with the CRM. Now, am I saying go in and download everyone at the company's data? No, do not steal, do not break the laws. But I'm saying to make sure to secure all your email addresses, everything like that, that you've been contacting, because you don't want it all to disappear when you close down. The other thing is make sure to secure all your files. So you as an agent, not only just the brokerage, but you have the duty of carrying different paperwork for different timeframes. You should look up each one, such as your agency disclosures, and how long should you have each type of document. So even if you change brokerages, you still need to have it in case you ever personally get audited. So making sure you have all your files and all your emails secured is a huge, huge part of the process. Another thing you want to do is you want to align with your sales cycle as much as possible. So if you have a ton of listings going on right now, depending on the way that your brokerage works and the agreement that you have with them, you may want to be careful about leaving quite yet just because you may end up sacrificing a bunch of commissions. That said, don't make commissions be the reason you don't move, because just because you have one sale going right now and you didn't have any sales going forever and it's taken forever, doesn't mean that closing the one down and jumping into a scenario where you do a lot more volume wouldn't be better off for you. So definitely don't do it in a way of being cheap, but also do it in a way of being sensible and planning your actions for when you can move. You want to check in, make sure you have access to all your social media pages and accounts, because remember, it's going to be a fast shutoff. So if you have different social media accounts, your Zillow account, anything, and you have an inside admin at the company taking care of it, or you have things like that, you're going to want to think about making sure you secure all those so you don't have to redo it again. But the other thing to remember is, guys, the best way to do anything, right, whether it be quit a job, move from brokerage to brokerage, whatever you're doing, it's important to do it in a civil manner. Because I'll be honest with you, it's much easier in life when you didn't cross everybody and you took the time it took to talk with people proper than it is to cross people and think you got the best of them. Because in the long run, you didn't get the best of them and they'll get the best of you. This is a very small industry, so chances are, even though you worked for them at one point, you no longer work for them. You no longer work with them. Now you work on the other side of the deal from them. So it's important, because remember, you don't want to be out there making offers and finding out the reason none of your clients' offers are getting accepted is because you burnt a bunch of bridges and that people are having trouble with the overall level of your offer just because they don't like you. That's not a good place to be, and you'll quickly get blackballed for doing something like that. And, you know, another thing that I think is important to think about, everybody, is that as a brokerage, we must understand what makes an agent stay more productive, and anything that impedes that must change. So a lot of brokerages, they don't pay attention to the feedback coming from the agents. Here at Movementum Realty, I really try to focus on what my agents are telling me they like, what they don't like, and what I could do better as a brokerage to better serve them. Because ultimately, we are a servant of our real estate agents. We work for our agents, and our agents work with us, not for us. So I think that's important for us to remember as brokerages, because just as much as we need you, you need us, and both is basically a symbiotic relationship, which is great. But when the symbiosis is off, when the harmony is not there, that's when things happen. So I think it's really, really important for people to understand that ultimately, as a brokerage, we really try to give first-class training available whenever you want through private YouTube channels, give great CRM, give all that, but that doesn't matter as much as it matters that we really try to work in harmony with your business. So when you're thinking about changing brokerages, feel free to interview a bunch, but make sure to give us a call, because over here at Movementum Realty, we would love to talk to you about changing brokerages. We'd love to have you on board. We'd love to talk about how we can actually specifically help you grow your business so that you're doing more business right away. And we also can talk about how when you join our company, we can actually make your phone start ringing in an inbound manner right away. If this sounds interesting to you, reach out to us. Make sure to hit the subscribe button on this podcast. Make sure to check out our Facebook group, our newsletter, and our website, where you can find even more free training all under Real Facts on Real Estate. Thanks for listening this week, and I hope you have a great week.